Scotty Dog Mitchell from Brandscore. He's through to the semi-finals of the BDO World Darts Championships at Frimley Green for the first time this afternoon. He beat Yorkshireman Brian Dawson by 5-2, and Scott is on the line now. Congratulations.
Well, good evening, yes. Thanks very much.
Good stuff. I mean, this is unmet territory for you, is it?
Yeah, anything past the second round was really unmet territory for me.
I'm not quite sure how many rounds there are, but the semi-final certainly sounds good, with a prize after that. So who are you up against now?
I'm unsure, actually. The game is going on in about an hour's time, who I have to play the winner, but it's possibly Merseyside's Robbie Green or Canada's Jeff Smith.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, you've had a few cracks at this. I think this is your sixth year. And I heard you say earlier, as soon as you'd finished and talked to the TV after the quarterfinal, I heard you talking about, you know, how you feel that this year you've approached it differently. And in previous years, you were a bit happy to be there, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much so. I've been here as a fan. I sat in the crowd and watched Wolfie and the boys all coming out with the razzmatazz. And I think probably the first two or three times here, I was probably a fan watching myself as a fan player.
Yeah. And, of course, historically, you used to watch this as a kid as well. I mean, there's a great... I mean, you know, Brandscore doesn't turn out many sportsmen, Scott. And so, you know, you've got a great following down in Dorset. But you've been doing this for a long time as a kid as well. Not just playing, but the actual growing up, watching the darts in the new year and over Christmas, yeah?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have of my generation. I think, you know, everybody clued into Lakeside and when it was only three TV channels and everybody watched the darts.
Yeah, and tell me about why you didn't have Christmas at Christmas Day.
Well, because on the farm, we never had it at the farm. So we went to my other grandparents on Christmas Day. And then a week later, we went to my second set of grandparents. So it was that weekend that Lakeside and the World Championships fell on. So, yeah, that was when we had our Christmas.
Yeah. Now, you've also had a few hours since you won this afternoon to take in a bit of adulation from friends and colleagues. I've been looking at Twitter and Midlow's been having a good bash and giving you regards from the Poole Pirates. There's a nice little swell of support there, Scott.
It's been overwhelming. And I love the Pirates, and I love everything Dorset, really. Obviously, Bournemouth are going great at the moment. So there's a feel-good factor about the town and the area at the moment. And if I can add to that, then I'm well and good.
Are you going to practice tonight?
Or could you rest? I've just actually had my stable diet and obviously of vegetation, salad, chips and a cheeseburger.
I would have thought Easter eggs, actually. If you have your Easter early, then you can get that out of the way because you'll have lots of finals to compete in April.
I could probably get a Cadbury's cream egg, couldn't I?
Yes, yeah. I reckon we wouldn't be far off. A farmer on a salad, you shouldn't be allowed to say that publicly.
Yeah, well, it used to be Mars bars, wasn't it? I'm diabetic now.
Okay, well, look, what are your thoughts about tomorrow? Then, obviously, because you don't know who you're playing, you can't really plan for it that easily yet. But does it matter? Is it all about the way you spend between now and when you get on the hockey tomorrow?
Yeah, it really is. It's all about the preparing now. I mean, it's like now I'm actually sat in a chair waiting to be interviewed for the show tomorrow to go out before I play. And then it's getting a good early night. Hopefully get some sleep and not get too excited because the Village Boys in the semi-final. And we'll see what tomorrow brings, really, and have a good throw tomorrow morning.
Well, thank you for holding up BBC Television for us. Always a good coup for us. Much appreciated, Scott. Best of luck tomorrow.
I thought you'd like that.
We did.
Not a problem. Thanks
so
much,
guys. Lifting the title. Thanks, Scotty. Scotty Dog Mitchell from Brandscore, who is in the semi-finals of the World Darts Championship. And there's no doubt if he wins on Sunday night, we will have him live on the Julian Clegg Breakfast Show on Monday morning.